was good. Ubracha uvesof. At the end, he was blind. And the Medrash tells us, Yitzchak, Chidesh Yisurim. Shenem avayi kizoken Yitzchak, vatichen einov. V'zeh muchach ha-Yisrael, shemitchila hayu betova. At the end, when they, at the beginning, they had it good. Ulevesov choshoineim mikoich ha-golus v'ashibut, tachas huma. Right? They were under these nations. Yaakov, so that's Yitzchak. Now, Yaakov, what about Yaakov? Gamkein oyelomidu miyuchedes, sherov yomov oyebitzar. As we've discussed, most of his days were in pain. V'hu shoma v'keel shakai. Shoma lo oylem dai, sheyom elutzores dai. Tell it's enough, like we hope. Every minute there's new tzores we're going through. In a certain way, it's a certain way, it's encouraging. Because the Gro writes that the Geula, the end of the Golus, is called Chevle Leida. It's called the birth pangs. So when a woman's giving birth, the contractions come every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes. And as it gets real close to the birth, much so sooner, 2 minutes, a minute and a half, two, maybe every minute. So the Gro writes, that's what's going to happen. When it comes right before the Geula, they're going to be tzaris every minute. It's going to be birth pangs, one after the other. And we have to think about that. And something, obviously, the Ben Hashem wants something from us now. Yesterday and the other day in Lakewood, terrible story. 2-year-old was run down by somebody in the middle of an apartment area by mistake. And but it's not that. It needs thought. Because this girl's sister just got married. And they're in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So then obviously the Bnei Shalom wants something from us. You know, you push it, you need a Navi. You know, we all moved, we feel, but we're groping. It's the tzoris, you know, the omal with the tzora die. And that's in the Sheroiv yom avoye bitzar. Kel shakai, sheomal oilum die. Yom el tzoras die. The one who made the world by saying stop, that's the way it should be with the world, with the tzoras. Kumo sheomal aparo. Yemeshin oisai. Ma'at v'ro'im, v'rov, right? V'ro'im, avol sof yomov, kashabol Yosef, this week's Pasha, kva yinoch mikol tzoros, he already stopped the tzoros, v'gam ze inyan sof yisrael, ki yagolus, oruch ma'od, v'achris ha'yomim mistalek ha'golus, the golus will remove, there's Hashem very soon, v'yia b'toiv. So we see that the Maral lays down a very important concept. That we look at Sefer Bereishis, we're talking about the whole history of Klal Yisrael. From the beginning of the Ummah, which starts with an Avraham, as it goes through the history, coming to the end with Yaakov Avinu. So now in these patches, this week, next week, we're at the end. So what we're talking about now is Mamashti, end of days. So when we see Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and the Medrash says, as we saw the Pasuk in Amos, that we're talking about what? Yehuda and Yosef in the end of days. Why would we say that it's that way? Because you see how the Maral's learning the Chumash, that it's talking about the end, and in the end, Amos, we saw the Pasuk inside, that we're talking about Yehuda and Yosef. Now what's there, Yehuda and Yosef? Let's see. There's a piece of Maral. Let's see. Very, very beautiful and yet important piece. Okay. Let's look on the right-hand column. About 8 lines up on the right-hand column. And we have to go through it clearly and slowly. Good? Got it? Upirish there. Ki Uma Yisraelis, the Jewish nation, Heim Domim Lo Odom Echod, they're like one person. Sheyesh Bo Shneim Osa Evarim, that has 12 limbs. Veim Menuim V'Yeduim, and they're known. Veim Keneged Yud Beis Mazolus, that relates to the 12 constellations. Keneged Yud Beis Chodesh Hashana, right? And where do we get the extra month? That's when Yosef splits into Ephraim and Menashe. That's where we get the extra month there. V'yesh, right? Good. V'yesh ba'odom shnei evarim. But there are two parts, two limbs that we have. V'heim malochim, they're the melech. They're the kings. Akol evarim. And what are they? Harosh v'alev. The heart. And the head. Kimalchus Yehuda neged Arosh. The Yehuda is keneged the head. Receive Yehuda Yale Barosh. So he relates to the Rosh. V'Yosef Tomid Hu Be'emtza. He's in the middle. Keneged Alev Shekein Hu Be'emtza. Shekein Timtza B'Nesiyim Nesi Ephraim Be'emtza. Doma L'Lev. Shehu be'emtza odom. We need to understand this very much and very deep, very important part. Shehu be'emtza. V'yodua ki aneshomo hanivdeles hi b'moach. The intellect is in the moach, is in the mind. V'aneshomo hi elokis, and the soul is godly. Yosef and Alev. V'chein hu Malchus Yehuda. Very important to get this very clear. V'chein hu Malchus Yehuda. Kasha Malchus hu Koroi. When the kingship is run properly, Oz Mekablim Kvoid Hashem. Then the greatest honor and dignity is set for Hashem. V'ein kan rak Malchus Beis David. The lave functions with the Rosh, and it's all functioning with Malchus Beis David. Ulefichoch roi ki yemelech echod l'chol yud beis shvotim sheheim yud beis evore odom. Avol kache einom zoichim. Einom kablum l'gamrei kovid Hashem when it's not functioning right. Vein lehim my lezos, they don't have this advantage. Roy was nechlak amalchus. And then the kingship is split. As we know in Navi, that is split. Verove vorim nimchochem el alev. Most go with the heart. Shehu ike. Umiyo tel arosh. Kashu bechisar. Lekach lo ilu Yehuda. When they had the split. So Yehuda had Shevit Yehudim Binyamin. Sheim Akrov Evorim Akrov Miyosel Likav B'Kov Hashem Kasha Migdash B'Chalkom. But Shai Evorim, but the other limbs, Sheim Ashvotim, they didn't go after Yehuda. Kashalo Yisob B'Madregel Yona. So therefore, there was a split. Mizet Tovin Loma Loi Nimshech B'Shem and Amishcho Rak Malchei David. Now watch what he says. How come the inaugurate, the anointment of the king only was in Malchus Beis David and not when it was a split? Why? Dezeh mipnei ki shemen amishcho roi limshoch arosh. Because where do you put the shemen amishcho? On the head. And the only one that's the head is Yehuda. Vei Malchus Beis David. Hashem yichsim lehem arosh. They're the only ones. That's why we've discussed in the previous weeks this concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. But that's why it does happen, there's a Mashiach ben Yosef, because there is a certain understanding about the lave. Shekim roi shevet Ephraim lemelucha. Because he had melucha. Mitzat shashavit hazeh dom alalev. L'kach yilu b'sof ha-moshal hazeh. There's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef. ומכל מקום גוברים עליו הומוס, כי ממשלו מיילזוס יש לה הפסק בביטול, יוסף has a limit, it stops, ומגול גמוגול גיה מסנגד לישראל, so the Navi tells us there'll be a time of Gog and Magog, whoever and whatever that means. Yagov al Mashiach ben Yosef, via Nerag. We discussed this very much in depth before Pesach and Chad Gadya. Umistalik Malazos, and this advantage will leave. Now, so therefore you see clearly that one is Leiv and one is Rosh. Yosef is called Leiv, and Yehud is called Rosh. And every human being needs these two main beings, because that's the whole body functions based on these two. The best would be that the Leiv should work with the Rosh. But if the Rosh is not functioning properly, what's going to happen? The Leiv and the Rosh are two separate things. Good? Clear? We understand?
We have a source for Yehuda being Rosh. What's the source for Yosef being Leiv?
So he says here that it's because he's always in the middle. And if you want, I can show you a number of sources for it. It's not. So therefore, we have to understand that when we're talking here, we're talking Yehuda is called the Rosh, Yosef is called the Leiv. And as we understand, your Leiv and the Rosh have to function together to become the proper full human being. Right? That's needs. Right? That's understood. And what? When we say in this week's Parsha, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, that's that what we spoke about in Omus, that it's lost in Lavoi, when it's going to be in the proper state where the Leiv and the Rosh will function together. Okay. So then he brings the Gemara by Mashiach Shosli Golis. Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. So when he saw Mashiach ben Yosef being killed, he got nervous. So he said, don't worry, there's a Mashiach ben David, and you don't have to worry. Good. That it doesn't have to be necessary. Let's go to Levite. We know, look at the top medrash. So right before the lines get wide, Shem Agdola Leia. Right? The name of the Gedola is Leia. What does that mean? Gedola b'matnoseha. She's called the Gedola in the present that she got. Kuhuna li'olam and Malchus li'olam. Kuhuna comes from Leia, Levi, Malchus, Yehuda. And they're hers. That's why she's called the Gedola. The Ksiv Yehuda la'olam teshev. The Ksiv Zois min chosi adayad. The Shem HaKetana is Rachel. Ketana b'matno yisrael. Why? Because Yosef, Lashah. Yosef was moments. Shol, Lashah, Shiloh, Lashah. Right? Yeah, Shol was the king. But it was only for a small time. When they came to Eretz Yisrael and they put the Mishkan down, where they put it down? Shiloh. But that was only for a short time. So that's called Ketana. She's the Ketana. Because her presence were very cut. But it's very important, this Yisod. Now let's turn to a Gemara. Gemara discusses this thing about Malchus, about doing Ritzaynay, not doing Ritzaynay, what happens, how it works, what happens. So the Gemara goes through a whole thing at the toward the bottom. But what we need to see is the following. Look at the third wide line. Third very wide line. Shoul ba'achas. Vo'oltzalo. Shoul did one aveira. Vo'oltzalo. David b'shtayim v'lo oltzalo. What does that mean? Shoul ba'achas ma'hi, what happened? Ma'aseh d'Agag. The story of Agag, that they told Shoul, wipe out Amalek. And what happened? He wiped out all the humans. He left Agag because he thought he was going to bring Kiddush Shemayim by having him killed in front of everybody. And the animals. So Shmuel asked, what's all that noise I hear? He said, well, these are the animals that we're going to bring for Karbanis. Yes, would you ask you to bring a Karbanis? But Hashem told you to kill them all out. So for that, he lost the Malchus. Lo Olta Volta. Right, the story that he killed out the host of Nov Ir HaKonim. A Maise da Agog Siv Nichamti Kim Lachti Yishol. L'melech, I regret. I need comfort that I picked Shoul as the king. David b'shnayim. Now, what's the two averes David did? Uriah and Dasa. Ha'ikam ha'isid b'ashev. Asim b'purim ineh. He was paid back. He paid back. But this is a very, very important concept that comes up many, many times in this discussion. Shoul did one thing, and he lost it. David did two things, and he didn't lose the Malchus. Now, we have to understand that. Why? Why is it that Shoul, who is from, what? Shoul is from where? Binyamin. So he's your what? Leah, he's Rachel. And he lost it. Now, remember we said that what? That's Leif. And David is Yehuda, and that's Seichel, as we said, right? So we have to understand, how does this fit in here? Let's go a little further now. Now we have to really understand. Now this is a medrash that we've seen before, but we need to understand it. The medrash is found two-thirds of the way down. Starts with that little tzaddik aleph there in it. See it? Small tzaddik aleph in the middle. Yeah, we got it. Leah tofso plachodoya. What was her thing? That she was the one who spoke out hodoh, thanks to the Rabbi Nishon. Va'omdu mimeno ba'ale hodoh. So then people who give thanks came forth. Yehuda, shenem v'yake Yehuda, we spoke about this by Tamar, v'yem etzadki mimeni. Dover oima, hodoh l'Hashem ki tov. To you, the God of my father, I give thanks and praise to you. But Rachel, on the other hand, is tofso plach shtika. We went through this at length when we spoke about Rachel and Leah and what's going on and how it works and what we went through this a few weeks ago. Binyamin. Because of what they have, right? Yashva. Why Yashva is his stone? Yesh Peh. What is that? Yodea b'mechiroso shel Yosef ve'eino magid. He doesn't say a word. Shoul, when he was told, don't say over, as devar amalchu amalucha lo yigid lo. Esther, ein Esther magedis molaret v'samo. Balkein Korah Shemo Yehuda, and that's why he's called Yehuda. Chamakim Shneim Balkein Meruba Bachasin, and therefore why? Because of what his mother is. Fine. So therefore, that means Leah is in quiet, and Rachel is more in public. Lev is inside. It's quiet. Seichel, out, expression outward. Right? That's light. So that's, we feed, see their malchus working in such a manner also. Now, let's see, many, many svarim speak about it, but I wanted to show to you in one of the svarim that they bring it, so we should understand that. Let's start with the second paragraph on the right-hand side. In Yonah shel Malchus Yosef, the idea of Malchus by Yosef, Ephraim, Huliachet is Bechinas Halev shel Klai Yisrael. That's with the beginning of Lev. Ulechavein lemalchus shemayim. And the first one who's a melech is Shol. And he's going to come. Yosef ishtalim b'mida epik rotzen amayra al shlemes deveikas alev betachos amitas. Yosef is the one who concentrates his whole existence is to bring out Malchus Shemayim in what he does in Mitzrayim, what he tells Ashes Potiphar. He says, what am I going to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Right? Doesn't say, what am I going to tell your husband? Your husband trusted me. And what am I going to do to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Because everything is for Kovet Shemayim. Yosef hoyibinosh al Rachel, shetovso beplach shtika, and therefore he is nister. Lu'umazeh, opposite this we just said, in yonah shemalchus Yehuda hoya, l'romeim is bechines haseichel, shekla Yisrael l'malchus shemayim. Express the intellect of Kla Yisrael, which is the malchus, Yehuda. Yehuda hubinosh aleya. And that's the expression of thanks. You bring out your feelings. And what does he do it for? So Yosef's Malchus is the Leiv. Does it in quiet, as Rachel is. And Yehuda, who's Leah, expresses it and brings it out in a public setting because that's what Leah is. Hamelech Harishon Shenivlo Lemloch Alam Yisrael Hayishol Hamelech. Kishem Shalev Hu Hamaorer Orishoni L'chol Pula. Watch carefully. Just like the heart is what moves us initially, Shaul, who is Ham heart, has to be there at the beginning. It has to start with heart. Kach tchilas giloi malchus b'Yisrael. So the revelation of kingship in Klal Yisrael starts be'amtzo'u sho'ul, starts with sho'ul, shehisyaches l'rochel, v'tafkido hoyo l'romeim es levavus Yisrael l'tachlisam. To raise Klal Yisrael. If Shaul would have wiped out Amalek the way you Kamosh Tzivo Hashem, like Hashem told him, Haysam Itztarefes Malchuso LeMalchus Beis David. Very important. When we say that he lost the Malchus, it doesn't mean that Beis David wouldn't have been the Melech. Because we know Melech of David is from all the way back. David's going to be the Melech. Yehuda is the Melech. So what would have been? So there would have been a partnership between Yosef and Yehuda. Between that which is Lev and Seichel. That would have worked together. V'shtei malchus halolo yipulus yachtov. They would have worked together. Zu l'tzad zu. V'magmarom imesalev haseichel. The heart and intellect should collect on Mikla Yisrael. Ach me'acha v'shol ha-melechoto. Hu lo zocha shemachusa timshach. Why? Why should he lose it? Because he did an aveir. So he lost it. So what he say? Amru Chazal. Shol ba'achas. This is the Gemara we just saw. Oltzalo. David b'shtayim v'oltzalo. Why? Now watch carefully, very important. Shol choto chet chot echod. V'ifsedes malchusa. V'dovid choto shnei chatoim v'lo yibid. Nishal Shaila comes the question, Madua l'shol shechoto rachet echod lo nimchal? Whereas to David he did two averis and nimchal. Why? Nir levar al pidakenu. Why? Mishum shechet ha'eid al pigiya b'shoresh inyona shel malchus Yosef. His sin shows there's a flaw in the malchus itself, which is the lave. Nimtzus omer. Shamchum malchus nitlo mishol lo betur onesh, not so much as a punishment. Helamachma sheneda mimena yisod, because it's missing what needs to be to have real malchus klal yisod. Nizbonin, let's think. Bimaus chetav shalchol, what was it? Because of mavuim divrei shol l'shmuel, ki oresi yisom. The Eshma Bekolom. I was afraid, what will the people say? Habir Bazeh, Shalev Shol Nispacha Acha Am. His heart was afraid of the people. Vidovazeh Gorem, a melech can't have a heart that's worried about the people. He has to do Kovet Shemayim. He has to do what the Rabbeinu Shem wants. Rabbeinu Shem told him, wipe out everything. You got to do the job. Gorim shol nimnal mishmolot tainis ha-sheichel. He couldn't hear it. U'meyachat shepikam b'keundas ha-leiv. There's a flaw. Shol ba'akas. But the flaw was in the essence of what he is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu korah malchus yisrael me'ilov and gave it to someone different. U'mazos, David b'shnayim v'lo otzalo. Why? Why? It didn't touch it. He, the two Averis were Lev, not Seichel. And David is Seichel. Next paragraph. Also, Malchus Shenitlu Mishol V'nitlu David HaMelech Yisrael, David Melech Hoyu B'vechines Seichel. And therefore, he has the Malchus. And he brings out David HaMelech Hoytzi Elapula Malchus Shir Miyuda Umar Sharot Shol Chukoach Mipnei Ma'azoch Yehuda LaMalchus Mipnei Shehitze Lechov Min HaMisa, because he saved them all from getting killed. Shenem, as it says in the story of Yosef, Vayomer Yehuda Ma Betza, what are you going to gain? Kinaro Getzachina V'kisa Adomo. So the Medrash told us on the Koach of the Malchus Yehuda. So he put his das and he expressed the Seichel, and through that they followed him. That's Malchus Yehuda. So therefore we have very clearly that Klal Yisrael has to have two parts. There's Lev and Seichel. Lev is Yehuda, is Yosef. Seichel is Yehuda. And Vayigash Elov Yehuda. When Yehuda came to Yosef, it's a remez to what's going to be Lost Lovo, when the plower and the reaper come together, as we saw in Omos, and then we're going to see the great moments that we wait for. Now let's go a little weiter. And that's going to see this week's Haftorah. Now the Haftorah looks totally different. Let's just read the Haftorah, and we'll understand the Haftorah quite a bit differently. Let's go. Pachip shot. Vayidva Hashem Elai Lamer. Hashem told me. Va'ato ben Odom, this is to Yecheskel. Kachel cha'etz echot. Take one piece of wood. Ksov alov l'Yehuda. Write on it, Yehuda. V'nei Yisrael chavero. V'lok an b'nei Yisrael. V'kach etz echot, take another piece of wood. V'ksov alov l'Yosef. Etz Ephraim. V'chol beis chavero. So you write Yehuda and all his friends that are with him. Write on another piece of paper, Ephraim, that's called Yosef. And what? All those that are with him. V'karavu sam echod el echod. put the two pieces of wood next to each other. Le'etzechot v'hoyu l'achodim b'yodecho. There'll be one in your hands. V'kashi yomer lecho b'nei amcholema halosagid lo numai liloch. They're going to ask you, what's this all about? What are you doing here? Daber aleim, tell them. Koyomar Hashem alikim, hinei ani lokech eseitz Yosef, that's in Yafrayim, v'shifte yisov v'chavero, v'nosati olam eseitz Yehuda. I'm going to take the people of Yosef, and I'm going to put on them, who? Yehuda? V'asisem le'eitz echod, v'hoyu echod b'yodi. Or you ate some ashetichta v'lo biyotcha le'neim. Do that in front. Now, what's this whole procedure? This is what you guys say, love Yehuda. This is exactly what we see. And that's what we saw in Omos, what we wait for. The whole thing, right? Look back in Omos. What was the story over there in Omos? That's what we said. What's the prophecy in the end? Right? And that's what we saw, that the Medrash says, the Choresh and the Kotz says, Yehuda and Yosef. It's exactly this. Boy, you right? Pasuk Chaval back in Naftorah. V'daber aleim, kol ma'ashem alikim, hinei ani lokech, es b'nei Yisrael mibein amgoyim, I'm going to take them out from among the nations. Hashem olchus shom, v'kibatztem osa misaviv, I'm going to gather them. V'aveisem olatzem el admosem, I'm going to bring them to their land. I'm going to make them one nation. There'll be one king. They're not going to be split. The Lev and the Seichel, Ephraim, Yosef, and Yehuda, they're not going to be split. You won't longer will become tamei from the filth of the nations. I'm going to save you from all the places that you sin. I'm going to purify them. They're going to be my nation. And I'm going to be their God. Avdi David Melech Aleihem. My Eved David, he's going to be the king. This is lovely. The Roy Echad Yilukulam, who Mishpata Yilechu, the Chukaisa Yishmru, the Hosu Oysam, the Yachva Loretzish and Asati Lav, the Yaakov, they're going to be in the land that I gave to my Eved Yaakov, Asha Yashmu, the Avoisaichem, the Yashafta Lahemu, Vnemu, Vnevan Ahem, Ad Oilam. They'll be there forever now. The David Avdi, Nasi Lemla David. Lolam, Yehuda will be the Melech forever. B'charati lem bris sholom. Gonna make a deal. Bris olam yosam. Sati v'irbesi yosam. And now sati is mikdoshi. B'serchom le'olam. I'll put my mikdosh there. B'ayu mishkani aleyem. B'ayisi lem lelikim. B'ayim yilu ilaham. V'yodo agoyim ki ani Hashem. B'kadish yisrael. B'yoyis mikdoshi b'serchom le'olam. Unbelievable piece here. And this is poshit. This is why this is the Haftorah for this week's Parsha. And this is what the whole Parsha is about. And now this Haftorah is alive. It's mamish exactly what we've been talking about in Omos. And this is what we talk about, Vayigash, I love Yehuda. And this is the whole deal exactly. And that's what this Parsha is about, the story of the get-together of Yehuda and Yosef, which, as we saw in the Maral, is the remez of what's going to be in the end of days. As Yaakov comes to the end of his time, when it's going to be only good and peace and tranquility for them, as we wait for those days, as we come to the end, and that's the end of Sefer Bereishis. But as Hashem will continue seeing that tomorrow, next week, Baruch Vayichi B'li Neder. So that's this whole thing. Vayigash
and
Vayich.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Amazing. Can you stay a few minutes?
Yeah, I have.
Still have a shot.